for the benefit of our children and their children, documenting World War I. By State Librarian Kendall F. Wigan. This article first appeared in Connecticut Explored Volume 15, Number 2, Spring 2017. In Connecticut, we are very fortunate to have incredible primary and secondary resource materials in unique collections around the state. The fact that some of the most significant records are held in the Connecticut State Archives is largely attributable to the vision and drive of one man, State Librarian George Goddard, 1900 to 1936. In 1917, the General Assembly passed legislation that provided for the depositing in the State Library all of the files and other official papers relating to the State Council of Defense, the Connecticut State Military Census, and other similar organizations in connection with the World War. At that time, the State Council of Defense established the Department of Historical Records within the State Library under the direction of Goddard. On November 2, 1918, the Committee on Historical Records, which advised the Department of Historical Records and was chaired by Goddard, met and decided that it was of great importance to secure from the several committees and departments that had been created by the Connecticut State Council of Defense a full statement covering the work accomplished or in progress. Goddard was instructed to request these reports, and on November 14, 1918, just 3 days after the armistice was signed, Goddard wrote to the chairman of the town war bureaus across Connecticut saying that their reports will be essential to an adequate understanding of the services their committee provided. He went on to say that the committee was interested in having available when needed the material necessary to formulate a true and adequate narrative of the part it has been Connecticut's duty and privilege to take. It is the duty of the Department of Historical Records to see that such official and reliable data is secured and made available here in our state library. In 1919, the Department of Historical Records became the Department of War Records by Act of the General Assembly. The goal of the War Records Department was, according to Goddard, to collect, classify, index and install all available material relating to Connecticut's participation, public or private, in the World War or the benefit of our children and their children. So eager was Goddard to show off the work of the Department of War Records, that he invited a reporter from the Hartford Courant for a tour. The story appeared in the Hartford Courant on July 27, 1919 under the headline Preserving the Records of Connecticut Soldiers, with the subheading Our State Leads All Others in the Way It Is Tabulating the Information Concerning the Sons Who Went Forth to Do Their Part in Making the World Safe for Democracy. The reporter noted that Goddard was intensely interested in this work and convinced of the great value of the records the library had acquired and continued to acquire. While many states had found the task of indexing and classifying their war-related records daunting, Connecticut was sailing along serenely under the leadership of the state librarian, with a system that is simplicity itself. In 1975, the General Assembly repealed the language establishing the Department of War Records and instead substituted language calling for the State Library to maintain a collection of war records, which it continues to do to this day. Few states have the breadth and depth of documentation of the state role in the build-up to the United States' entry into the war and participation in the war as does Connecticut. Because of Goddard's leadership and his innate sense of the importance of documenting history and the diligent work of the women and men in the State Library's Department of War Records, today we are able to tell the story of Connecticut's role in the Great War.